And we're back.
We're back.
Sorry. And we're back. Part one will be available on Sunday, folks.
Uncle Stephanie.
You'll see how we got here. But for now, what you need to know is we're doing a Gene DiNapoli deep dive.
We're doing this. playing the, we're getting into the guy we talked to 4 years ago.
The last time we remember being happy.
So just go to patreon.com if you want to hear part one in 4 days. So anyway, you were saying, Adam, it's a Kelly Clarkson interview.
I'm buying his t-shirt like the
pandemic
right now.
I thought it would be, the pandemic really just destroyed everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Except, honestly, some fucking businesses got hilarious loans for no reason.
Yeah.
And they just never have to pay them back.
Yeah. I wish that there was a way to select a size of t-shirt.
There's no way to select size?
No, it's one just size this fits one all? Shirt that says... Reminiscing with Gene DiNapoli podcast.
Dude, whatever Wait, size it is,
t-shirt.
Buy
look
it.
Look at this t-shirt. It rocks.
That's incredible.
That I'm going to buy it before the goddamn audience finds out about it because they're all going to buy this.
Yeah, buy two. Give me
and
one.
It just has a list of their first 15 guests.
Dude, please buy me one too.
Kingpin cast, Stan Zizka, Anthony, Anthony Liguori, Louis Van Aria, Tito Puente Jr.
Tito Puente Jr. That's a big get.
Christina
awesome.
Fontanelli, yeah. Joey D, Vito Picone, Billy Vera, Lou Martini, Tony Darrow, Ron Dante.
Great names, honestly.
Aaron Caruso, Larry Chance, and Jimmy Clanton.
Jimmy Clanton? They got Big Jimmy C?
They got Jimmy C.
Can you buy me one as well?
I'm buying two. But there's no guarantee of what size we're going to be getting.
If you
it's got a review, actually, on it. It's from Frank Savasco. It says, really sharp-looking shirt, 5 stars. God, I love this man.
Frank motherfucking Savasco.
All right, let's go to the cart. Let's check out.
Now, so really, at no point are you allowed to pick size.
No, there's no size options, but I am buying two. So, you know.
Good.
And speaking of shirts, guys.
Tonight, Rigoletto's on Arthur Ave in the Bronx. 8 p.m. Gene will be doing a variety of music to sing and dance to.
Mm.
We should go to that.
Tonight? I can't. I can't swing it.
It was a year ago.
It was a year ago. Fuck. That's fucking... That sucks.
Can we call him?
No, come on. Let the man live.
Yeah.
What? He's been hitting me up for years. Come back on the show.
Well, can we just play his Kelly Clarkson interview?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm
What doesn't kill you makes your dick hard.
This is my favorite picture of him.
Awesome. That's a boss right there. Just me, myself, and some pussy. Yes. He's the fucking king.
Dude. Wait, do we have the... Oh, I love him.
Oh, man.
What doesn't kill you makes your
dick
hard.
Yeah, it seems like his website doesn't work.
What doesn't suck you makes your
penis. All right, I'm going to try to buy this later.
It's not working right now?
All right, let's...
I'm going to just search Gene DiNapoli t-shirt just regular.
It's just a t-shirt with the first 15 guests listed.
Adam, pull up the fucking...
I'm pulling it up. Wait, do we have the plug or am I going to do it old school straight into
I think
the
we have the plug.
Yeah. Nick, you want to plug that in?
Plug what?
The aux.
Where is it?
It's right there. It's behind the board.
What doesn't suck you makes your penis. What doesn't suck you makes your penis.
Makes you penis?
No, makes your penis.
What doesn't suck you makes you penis.
Sucking on my penis when I'm alone.
You have it, Nick?
These headphones. Yeah, I got it. I guess Elvis was kind of fat.
Yeah, he was, dude. Famously so.
Autograph. But he wasn't, like, huge. He was just, like, this is as fat as he got. That's not...
Yeah, but he wasn't, you know...
Look at that. That's not, like...
Yeah, but for a guy who was never fat before, who in fact spent most of his life as a piece of ass, who made whores fucking tremble just because he would shake his hips a little bit. Damn.
I'm a fucking...
How much pussy did Elvis get? Off the charts,
I'm
right?
Getting pussy.
But back then, they didn't have fucking... I mean, do they have condoms? When did they make condoms?
Like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but they were fucking... You would put your dick in like a sheep's gallbladder.
It was before
whatever.
AIDS, so no one used condoms until the AIDS.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did he impregnate
until
a
certain
bitches?
Group of people ruined it for the rest of us. And I'm not going to say who. It is funny that the gay people caught the L on that when it
that's
was
so
when
tough.
It originally it was a guy that fucks monkeys.
Fucks monkeys, I know.
Yeah. He's just like, can you believe what these fucking homos are spread around?
Well, for a special reason. Explain why you wanted to hear this, Gene.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Thanks for doing my favorite Elvis song. I got to tell you, it was wonderful. And I got to do that song with Elvis's original drummer and his original singers back at one of my shows in 1995.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a memory I'll never forget, Kelly. Also, I got my own burning love with my beautiful wife, Paulette,
yep.
of 23 years, and
wow.
we got engaged after only 8 days.
What?
Wow.
Were you on that show, Married at First Sight? Like, what? Like, what? That's how did you know? That's 8 days. You're putting on your best self.
Well, you know what? We went out for 8 nights straight, and I went for so much money on the dates, I figured I should marry her. And it would be cheap.
Very nice.
I've always heard people say that's cheaper to keep her. It's awesome. Anyway, well, thank you so much, Gene. That's awesome. It's so bad. 23 years. What an accomplishment. That's such a beautiful thing, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thanks for doing my favorite song. You knocked it out of the park. And as Elvis Presley would have said to you, thank you very much.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Remember when you refused to say suck? What was it?
Suck me very
much. Suck me, suck me very much.
Yeah, suck me. No, it wasn't.
Thank you very suck. Or
suck
me
very
dick.
Penis.
Suck me, yeah, suck me very dick.
I think it was suck me very dick.
And he's like, I can't say that. It's disrespectful to Elvis.
It's disrespectful to the king.
To the memory of a great man.
I can't say that. Okay, so here's this podcast. It's on YouTube.
Let's fucking fire one up.
Let's fire one up. This one.
Let's fucking fire one up, man. What doesn't kill you makes your dick hard. Get your penis stiff now. Okay.
So he's got a 30-second
countdown.
Hi,
this is
countdown.
Gene DiNapoli. Just want to let you know that your comments tonight might be shown on screen.
Don't drop any N-bombs. This music's awesome.
It's pretty badass. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, another theme song. Another good
this
one.
This is a slideshow with the Gene DiNapoli story and some pictures of him. Entertainment.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, him and Connie Francis.
Him and who?
Connie Francis, Dick Clark, Winona Judd.
That's awesome.
He knows everyone. Tony Orlando, wow. Much higher. Much better podcast than ours. Wow, look at this slideshow. Buster Poindexter, I don't know who that is. Danny Aiello.
Wow, that's a fucking G right there.
Don K. Reed. Barry U.S. Bonds, I don't know who that is. Story. Wow, Ronnie Spector.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gene DiNapoli.
Yes. Woo! Woo, Gene, you can fuck my bitch.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Reminiscing with Gene DiNapoli. Unfortunately, our guest tonight cannot make it. Duke Fakir from the Four Tops is under the weather.
Oh, no.
So we decided to maybe start the year off with him. We're very sad about that. But I wanted to come on air to talk to you for a few minutes. We're going to do a short show.
Okay.
And just tell people what you mean to us.
Fuck
when I say
yeah,
us,
dude.
I mean myself, my producer, Anthony.
Anthony.
Everybody that watches the show. Hi, everybody.
What's up, Gene?
We're going to revamp the intro for the new year. We have some guests we already signed up. We're going to try to do some comments and some contests. We have some ideas. We're going to work on them the next couple of weeks. But wanted to say to everybody, hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
You'll be hilarious.
For those of you that know,
if like after like 30 seconds of this, he's like, why don't we just check out Scumbag Vinny's podcast? and then it's just him listening.
Yeah,
to-
yeah, that would actually be so sick.
And then Vinny's like, let's just listen to Cumtown.
And then we're just listening to an episode from 9 years
that
ago.
That would be awesome. We should just start doing that.
We should. We should tell Gene to do it. And then we'll just have a little like Matryoshka doll of old podcasts.
I just want to let it ride a little longer.
You might notice I don't have glasses on because last week I went.
I found out I'm annoyed.
So I got one eye done from Dr. Pisacano.
Dr. Pissed Off Cano.
Pisacano.
Dr. Pisacano. Yeah, Dr. Pistoli Pantsio.
You got one eye done.
Mr. Pistis Pantsio did my eye surgery.
Colors are so vibrant. It's like seeing a whole new world. And when I get the other eye done in a few weeks, I can't wait to see.
But he only got LASIK in one eye?
Yeah, I guess so. And if Pisacano doesn't
I highly recommend Dr. Pisacano. right now, I want to bring my producer, Anthony, back on screen.
Let's get Tony in the mix.
Hey, Gene, how are you?
Wait, he's like 11.
So, yeah.
He's got a Christmas tree in the background.
I want to thank you publicly once again.
Thank you.
For all the hard work you do. You asked me to get you everything by Thursday. 10 minutes before Monday's showtime, I'm still emailing.
This is unreal.
This is awesome, man.
Schedule, you're a student. You have great shows on your own channel. And I want people to know
Can I see what Anthony looks like?
Total professional.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
And I hope to continue this relationship for a long time coming. So I want everybody out there.
This is
give
awesome,
our
dude.
Producer, Andy Griffel, a big round of applause. Anthony.
He was looking
very much.
Now get off stage.
That's right. Get the fuck out.
We've got a couple of shows I want to tell you about that are coming up this week. I went back in the promoting field and we had some great shows last week. We had Tito Puente Jr. up in Poughkeepsie.
Hell yeah.
We had a disco dance party in Yonkers with a freestyle singer named Cynthia. Hi, everybody. This week, we have three shows which we're promoting. Thank you, Margaret. Good to see you all.
Oh, nice. We got the tapes.
First show is on Sunday, December 12th. Anthony, put the flyer up. I'm producing a new
Anthony,
doo-wop
put the flyer up.
Put the fucking flyer up, Anthony.
It's going to be
at the Royal Meet
Anthony.
Anthony.
I put together two great oldies acts, the Bel-Airs and Still in Style. We have two types of tickets.
Two types
ticket,
of tickets.
Which is $65,
oh, no.
And that includes a three-course dinner and tax and tip, or a $25 show ticket, but you must purchase two drinks in addition to that.
All right.
So it'll be $25 to see the show, and then $10 a drink. You buy two drink tickets. They'll be dancing. I'll get up and sing a few songs. I think it's going to be a great way to start off the holiday season.
I agree.
Doo-wop style. The next day at the White Plains Performing Arts Center, I am presenting one of the best Broadway singers out there with one of the best comedians out there.
Oh, shit.
For the Italian Broadway Christmas show, Monday, December 13th.
We got Italian cats. We got Italian kinky boots.
Italian Broadway
We're doing the Italian Christmas story. He gets visited by one of the ghosts of the Christmas family.
It's a great show. Anthony just sang on the Columbus Day Parade in New York City. Regina is working all over the country. and we're so glad we were able to get
I think together. I know Regina.
Tickets can be purchased by
she's funny.
www.wppac.com
Rena DiCiccio.
914-328-1600
Oh yeah.
That's www.
In what way?
We were both on a comedy show.
Attached parking garage.
I thought you were talking about sex.
Indoors.
I thought you were talking about sex work.
Oh yeah, we did some sex work together too.
And not
we worked together.
Then on Wednesday, December 15th, I'm presenting a variation of that show in Ridgefield, Connecticut.
This is awesome.
It's the same show, Playhouse. Slightly more Italian.
Italian, even more Italian.
The show is called the Italian Broadway Christmas Show.
Once again, the Italian Broadway Christmas Show with Anthony Nunziata as our star.
Nunziata.
Kevin Martini, who works Comedy Central, The Daily Show.
We've got Christian Finnegan and Andrew Cuomo.
If that wasn't enough, we have a Tony Award-winning vocalist, Debbie Gravité. Depending on where you are from. Debbie Gravité will be performing solo and with Anthony. And those tickets can be got by going to Ridgefield Playhouse.
I've been to the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Everything's on the website.
That's a nice little venue.
I really would just love to move to like central Massachusetts to just work at a little community theater.
Yeah.
Book comedians I knew 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely. I'm bringing Tommy Simbazo to the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yeah, I just got a little garden.
Try to be busy.
I don't do shit.
Going to do more. Got a lot of plans in the new year. Hopefully you're with us on this journey. Please follow the page, Reminiscing with Gene DiNapoli, because when we post a new show, when we go live, you will get a notification if you follow the page. And all I'm going to ask you to do for the next couple of weeks is maybe share the page to your friends and family. We're going to expand our guest list.
That's what we're doing.
We're trying to get the word out. Is it still going on, Adam?
Poets.
Or was this the most recent episode?
Around December 2021.
So they might be taking a little sabbatical, but they'll be back any day now.
Many of my friends and many friends have gotten me people like Joe Mirioni, Paul Arante, and many more.
99% of this is just ridiculous Italian names.
Italian names.
You know that.
Vincenzo Dell'Annunzio.
Or famous. Send them my way. Maybe we'll put them on the Reminiscing with Gene DiNapoli show. You know what? For one time, the last time of 2021, we're going to give you our sponsors who have been so gracious.
He's still doing announcements.
To the cost of this show.
He's 9 minutes of 15 minutes in. He's still doing announcements.
Cost money for
it's 15
flyers.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Right now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, our sponsors.
Hi, this is Francisco. Many people call me the creative CPA. If you need help with your taxes or financial matters,
this is so fucking
email
sick.
Me your cell number and the best time and day to call you.
What's she calling from underwater?
She left a voicemail for her. For ad read, they threw a little like
the music.
On
yeah,
there.
She's the creative CPA.
So most some people call her the creative CPA.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it rolling, Adam. We got
Francis Cisco at AOL.com, and Cisco is spelled S-I-S.
Wait. Her website is trained.
What is it?
Why is it that?
What's her website?
TransFrancisco.com.
Maybe she's trans.
No, I don't think so.
Well, she is the creative CPA.
Oh, the creative CPA. It's that simple, that easy. Thank you.
I guess it's like it's an Italian person that's trans.
And
Look.
That's what I think so.
Yeah, and so they're like, that's my website. I'm Trans Francisco.
Trans.
You know, they all have Italian. They're like, you know, it would be like Franny the Trans Cisco.
Of course.
But those probably take it.
There is a Twitter at Trans Francisco.
Is it CPA themed?
But it's not CPA themed. Mm-hmm.
No, it's just things, can trans we things to do in San Francisco.
I don't know exactly.
Craving a cruise? Perhaps a gorgeous all-inclusive resort, magnificent destination weddings, and stunning, unforgettable honeymoons. Dream Destinations Travel.
He's really selling ads on this.
Franchisee has all your travel and vacation ideas covered with great deals, extensive knowledge, and totally flexible
she's trans.
Plans.
Oh, she is.
Upcoming events, The Art of Being Trans, a discussion led by Charlotte Mookin, executive director.
So she's also the creative CPA?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So this, so this is a performer trying to get on the DiNapoli circuit who bought advertising to curry favor with Gene.
Yeah. No, so the CPA thing is a day job. She also, she performs.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
She performs
as Trans Francisco.
Do you want to be a cute, happy trans girl like me? Do you want to be a...
I like this. It's like an island.
He's awesome,
like
yeah.
Just kiss your face, cheek to cheek. BFFs in a selfie. Wear that dress like you love. Each move your body makes. Love is a crazy world. I give it much more than I take.
Oh,
all right. That sounds good.
DietSmoke.com.
Oh, hold on, Adam. We'll finish the rest of Gene's show after the Diet Smoke.
We gotta get to the rest of Gene's.
Diet Smoke, not light, just right. Bring the balance buzz to your day with Diet Smoke THC gummies. Save on your first smoke. Email the code. Email me the code for a 2 free pet. Ah, fuck. Let me read this shit.
It's probably Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Select your smoke stash. There's too much of this alliteration on here.
I love DietSmoke.com.
Comes in a little, look at this little box. This little Scooby-Doo
the box.
The box
is cute.
The box is
the
good.
The gummies taste good.
Watermelon Delta 8 gummies, blue raspberry Delta 8 gummies. Brand new mango Delta 9 gummies.
Wow.
Oh, Delta 9, which by the way, is just weed.
That's weed.
That is literally what weed is.
Yeah, the mango and cherry lime Delta 9 gummies, they cost the same as the Delta 8. So you can tell Delta 8 to suck your dick.
That's right.
Because we remember how everyone said that CBD would be a slippery slope to full-blown drug use?
Right.
Well, here we go.
Turns out they were right.
They were right.
And you get the profit off of that.
Yeah. When I said Italianism is a slippery slope to the trans agenda.
Of course.
People are like, I don't believe
it. First you start with a little pomade in your hair.
Yeah.
Then you start doing people.
Then you're wearing gold jewelry.
Now you're a certified public accountant.
All of a sudden you're a fucking CPA and you're out there fucking doing songs called Be a Trans Girl Like Me. Which, honestly, again, had some pretty cool little island vibe.
Yeah,
I liked
it. I liked it a little.
It was sort of a very Sebastian.
yes.
Who's calling you, Adam?
My friend Sammy, who's doing the distro for the shirts.
Ooh, smoke stash. Business. Select your quantity below. Facts. Fuckwently asked questions. What is
I love answering fuckwently asked questions.
What is Delta 8 THC? The THC gives cannabis popular and desired effects, technically called Delta 9 THC. Delta 8 THC is also a natural cannabis plant. And use code PRO, promo code Cumtown.
Comoprode.
Comoprode.
He's Comoprode pussy.
Comoprode, Cumtown, fuck. Fuckly at shit.ass.com. What is Delta 9? What is Delta 8 THC legal? Short answer, yes. Long answer, no.
Wait, what did they say about Delta 9?
Let me see here. What is Delta 9? Is a psychoactive cannabinoid that all cannabis users know and love. And the cannabinoid, it's an active compound in the cannabis plant, similar to how caffeine is the active compound found in trees.
Wow. That's the way of saying it's weed.
Yeah. What is hemp? How many gummies should I take?
I'm going to take a piss, but don't start the Gene DiNapoli show
great.
Without me.
Yeah.
So this is great. Make
sure
will Delta 8 show up on a drug test? Delta 8 metabolizes the same way Delta 9 does in the human body. There are ways to know for a drug test. Will Delta 9 show up in a drug test? Yes. Just a hard yes on that one. How old do you have to be to purchase Diet Smoke? 21 or older. But this is huge, folks. They finally have full-ass weed on here. In the Delta 9, or in the cherry, lime, and mango flavors.
Sounds good to me.
They also got peach and watermelon CBD gummies. Let me see the mango. Let's see. Let's check out the reviews here. Shop now. 100% legal. Reviews zero. Well, it's got 5 stars.
That's pretty good.
But yeah, check them out. Use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. I can't remember which one it is.
And what's that URL again? Dietsmoke.com. You're going to go on the computer. You're going to type that in.
Subscribe and save. Subscribe. Subscribe and save. And then we're going to do 27 every month. Save 20%. Subscribe. I'm going to go to the cart. Check out. Smoke stash. Promo code. Where the fuck did you put the promo code in? Anyways, yeah, you put the promo code in here, and then that saves you some money. Let's see what let's see what Adam has in store for us back on the old cell phone.
Slav asked me to wait before we play this cruise ad on the Gene Show, but if you go to adamfreeland.com/shop, we're basically out of the Bush shirts, but we have some Steve shirts remaining.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, if you're in Portland or anywhere in the Pacific Northwest, come to Portland Helium this weekend, tonight even, maybe. Come now. Wednesday through Saturday, I will be there.
Wednesday, there you go.
Then I'm at Caroline's next week for the full week, and then after that, I'm in like Chicago or Denver or some shit. I can't remember.
All right, and now back to...
Well, hold on. You know,
oh, stop, yeah.
Do I have any... Oh, yeah, go watch my special, by the way. This is the first time since it came out. Thank you, everybody who already watched.
We're going to get 2 million views.
Let's get to 2 million. It's been a week. We got 1.5. I appreciate everybody.
It'll probably be at 2 before we even get this up.
Hopefully.
Let's hit 3. Let's hit... For no reason in particular, 6 million views.
Why?
Lucky number 6 million.
What? Why?
I think you need about, I think you get about a 7,000 or 6,000 bucks per million.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to get like, what's 40,000 divided by that?
You need 6 million.
I need 6 million. No, I need 7. I need 7 to make a small profit. So let's get to fucking 7. But,
to make
$2,000 on the thing I've worked on for the better part of my entire life.
Yeah.
And I also...
It is funny how much YouTube fucks you.
Yeah.
That's insane that's all you get.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Kill them, bring a gun to Congress and shoot up.
There was that lady who went to the YouTube offices, right? That would be cool.
Yeah.
There was a lady who went to the YouTube offices.
Yeah, Trans Francisco.
All right.
Family or friends is our specialty.
Yeah, whatever.
Never a charge to our clients.
You know what I
kind of
don't like?
Free, no,
Trans
no
Francisco
kind of
stole my name. My idea for a trans name.
What was it again?
Carmen San Francisco.
Yeah.
Well, I think she like transitioned and had the
name. Her
name
was
while.
Francisco, probably. No,
you were just kind of saying it. You haven't taken any hormones.
What? So I got to take hormones?
You got to take hormones.
She did the work.
Okay, so we're going to apply that to all
work.
Copyright law that if Disney wants to take a hold of Mickey Mouse, they better get their dicks cut off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why do you think Walt Disney chopped his head off?
Mm-hmm.
They can put on any kind of body he wants now.
If you cut your dick off, you're legally allowed to sing the Happy Birthday song without paying the royalty.
Edible Honeymoons. Dream Destinations Travels, a cruise planner franchisee, has all your travel and vacation ideas covered with great deals, extensive knowledge, and totally
flexible
payment.
Guys, it's been a tough
plans.
Time for the travel agent.
Expensive knowledge.
Your friends is our specialty. Never a charge to our clients and always free, no obligation quotes. Check our website at sundrenchcruises.com or give us a call, the number above.
Ooh, funky.
It is funky.
Literally Auto Repair at 628 Crescent Avenue in the
true
little
Gene reading
Bronx.
It?
Over 50 years of automotive service excellence, ASC,
just a
and
map
state
of
certified. Offering all types of services.
A map of Italy, and is that the Irish flag?
And it's all these, like, all the fucking car
yeah,
logos.
Yeah, it says, like, Toyota, Ford,
Nissan, Toyota, Honda.
All work is done by Victorio with the highest level of quality possible.
It's the highest level of quality possible. You cannot get better quality
than this. Or visit his website at www.littleitalyautobronx.web.
I love that we went to Gene's podcast to waste time, and it's hours of him wasting time.
littleitalybronxauto.com. What an awesome name.
Thank you all to our sponsors. I really appreciate your
friendship. Those three people that sponsor us, all my friends. We wish them much success in the new year. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving.
It's funny because you were talking about like pastors bullshitting, and it's the same vibes.
He hasn't said one, which you know is awesome because we haven't said anything.
He's brought Thanksgiving up four times,
but I respect this because I think he's just starting to wind down now.
Yeah. there are 4 minutes left in the pod.
Let's see how they go. I can't wait.
Donna, who's doing a toy drive? So if you join Gene DiNapoli Presents or Reminiscing with Gene DiNapoli, you'll see the flyer.
And when is he going to reminisce?
He hasn't reminisced once, dude.
And you want to donate, please do, because Christmas is all about the kids. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends out there. I mention that.
Do you feel good
but
about
children
that, Adam?
Shouldn't thank you. Suffer. So if you children donate,
shouldn't
point,
suffer. Children shouldn't suffer. That's
wonderful.
Right.
I meant to say something. What did I mean to say? See, when I don't have things written down, it's just off the top of my head. Next year, we're going to have a bunch of shows going on. We have a doo-wop show February 11th at the White Plains Performing Arts Center.
He's plugging something in
Collins
February.
We have a bunch of stuff coming in.
You already plugged all this stuff.
Check out the page.
This is the second time.
Presents. This Friday, I'll be at San Martino with my Elvis Christmas show. Elvis hits, as well as some of the best loved Christmas songs that Elvis ever did. And then... you'll be there New Year's Eve as well. So if you want to celebrate with me,
it's all plugs.
This
check
is out
awesome, dude. I love this.
Com.
This is my favorite podcast.
I want to thank you all. I don't want
to
take up too much
time. I can't believe
I
didn't go to the Elvis Christmas show.
You fucked up.
But I just wanted to wish everybody a very.
I might. This year, I might get into heroin season. And go into every Gene event.
Last year, yeah,
absolutely. I'm about to be a Gene super fan.
Almost non-existent because of the virus. This year is getting a little better. So. I want to just remind you once again about our shows this week. On December 12th, we have a doo-wop dinner.
Just want to remind you again.
So what he reminisces on is the plugs from the beginning of the show.
From before the actual
shows.
Buy your tickets or call 917-567-5442.
Dude, he's the king.
He's a fucking
broadcaster. On Monday, December 13th, we have the Italian Broadway Christmas show starring Anthony Nunziata and Regina Cicciuto at the White Plains Performing Arts Center. That's when you put up the other flyer.
This
in.
Is so
you.
Sick, dude.
Get
I
your
love
tickets
Gene.
At www.wppac.com. And on Wednesday, December 15th, a variation of the Italian Broadway Christmas show with Anthony Nunziata, Kevin Bartini, and Debbie Gravite will be at the Ridgefield Playhouse. Go to ridgefieldplayhouse.org to get your tickets. Both of our Italian Broadway Christmas shows are going to be virtual toy drives for the Maria Ferrara Children's Hospital. So what you do is you come to the show.
Even the hospitals are Italian.
You pay for it. You don't have to bring a toy.
This is
support
awesome.
A virtual toy drive. And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to you for the final time in 2021. You've made my show very enjoyable, everybody. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to continue to do it. That's right, Robin. Why can't every day be like Christmas? A great Elvis song, which I'm going to sing Friday. And everybody should treat every day like it's Christmas, and maybe the world will be a better place. We'll see you in 2022. Keep an eye out for who's our first guest. Until then, may God bless you and keep you in the palm of his hand. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and God bless America.
That's good stuff.
This is classy music. Okay, what is that? Grillo Entertainment? That's great. So, yeah, what other
episodes? So, that was awesome.
Again, the Italian Broadway Christmas show. It'll be a variation on that with Anthony Nunziato and Kevin Bartini. It's a variation on the Italian.
On the other one that we were doing in White Plains, the one in Ridgefield will be a variation.
Of course, the original Italian Broadway Christmas show. At the White Plains bus station. It'll be a variation.
I want to kiss him on the lips.
Mm-hmm.
I actually want him to be my father. Does Gene have children? That's a great question.
Hi, this is Gene DiNapoli. Just want to let you know that your comments tonight might be shown on screen.
Run another one. Run one back. Who's he got? Who's he got? Has he got a guest today?
Sweetheart of freestyle music.
That's awesome. Freestyle is great. Let's get to the interview, Adam.
That's a really...
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 57. I can't believe
it. He's put the work in.
Have we got a curveball of a show for you tonight?
That's a black guest.
I'm going to tell you about it right after our sponsors.
Hi, this is Francisco. Many people call me the creative CPA. If you need help with your taxes or financial matters, email me your... cell number and the best time and day to call you. You can email me at francisco@aol.com, and Cisco is spelled S-I-S-C-O, the creative CPA. It's that simple, that easy. Thank you.
Craving a cruise? Perhaps a gorgeous all-inclusive resort. Magnificent destination weddings and stunning unforgettable
honeymoon.
Dream destination travel. Cruise planner franchisee.
Is under assault.
Great deals. Extensive knowledge.
Have you gone to cruises?
Check our website.
With the highest level of quality possible. Telephone number is 718-933-2365 or visit his website at www.littleitalyautobronx.webs.com. She's here tonight. But want to say happy anniversary to my beautiful wife. On Saturday, we spent the weekend in Atlantic City.
Hell
celebrating 23 years
wow.
of wedding bliss.
That's awesome.
And
good
in
for
23
him.
Years, ladies and gentlemen, we have never had a fight that I won. Okay?
So
Everybody went crazy.
The man is a fucking natural.
He's Mr. Entertainment.
For an organization called the East Coast Music Hall of Fame.
The
We're
going to
talk
Coast
about
Music
that on
Hall
Monday's show because I got some great pictures. I gambled. I made a donation. Shit happens. What are you going to do? Okay? So, next week, we're going to tell you our guest on Monday is the son of legendary 70s singer Peter Lemangelo, Peter Lemangelo Jr., who carved out his own career because he's going to be opening up for the Four Tops.
Peter Lemangelo Jr.
It's like fucking, man. The Simpsons when Homer comes in, he goes, oh, my friend Joey Jojo Jr. Shamadu.
Yeah. Peter Lemoncello Jr.
No, it's Lemangelo.
Lemangelo?
Yeah, awesome. Peter Lemangelo Jr.
We got a lot to talk about, so that'll be 7 o'clock Monday.
He's the king
the
of plugs.
Peter Lemangelo. This week, I got back into promoting shows, ladies and gentlemen.
That's awesome,
This
Gene.
Week, on Saturday, we have two great shows. One is locally to us, and one is far away. Before we get to that, happy birthday to my niece Gina. If I didn't say that, she would move out. And Lord knows we don't want her to move out yet. You know, six months, it's been going on 3.5 years. So love you, Gina. Happy birthday. We're so proud of you. Saturday night in Poughkeepsie, New York, I will be presenting.
Let's listen to Peter Lemangelo for a second.
Music live from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Two WAP generations.
I'm gonna look him
is
up.
The essence of doo-wop generations. Authentic original member J.T. Carter is singing with Peter Lemangelo Jr. Remember, his dad sold over 10 copies on an infomercial. Please welcome J.T. Carter's Chris.
Oh, apparently he was on American Idol. Wow. I don't think he made it past. Pretty good.
Girl,
Peter auditioned in New York. He sang I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops. Although Katy voted yes, Lionel and Luke voted no, eliminating him from the competition.
Katy Perry's voted for him, though? Meet Litter
Robot. The revolution. No, we will not be meeting the Litter Robot. YouTube. Mentioning an entertainment. Lemon Jello. A mood rock
experience called Love 76. I couldn't get a label interested in him, so he came up with the idea to market his own albums. He bought commercial spots and went on like 100 times a week.
Peter Lemon Jello. Do I love 76? Watch for it.
He's credited with inventing the infomercial.
Wow. Honestly, these are kind of bangers.
You gotta sing to a bitch.
This is crazy. So this guy's dad is just some guy that bought commercial space and made infomercials of himself as a singer.
Yeah.
Invented the infomercial, but his passion is singing, and now his son is following in his footsteps.
Yep. Wow.
As a doo-wop singer.
That's kind of beautiful.
That is fucking beautiful.
Now let's hear a little Do I Love You.
This is Peter Lemongello.
This is Peter Lemongello Sr.
Yeah.
Who has 106 monthly listens on Spotify. Beyond the shadow of a
doubt. Damn.
I mean, the dad's kind of sexy, to be honest with you.
He's a hot piece. He's a piece of ass.
Get that pussy primed. As the metal I like his...
With the wind. He only has that one album. About as deep can go.
From the canyons to the sky. Yeah, it was fire.
I gotta get to the hook.
Great song, honestly.
It's really good. Let's get those Spotify plays up.
Here, pause this for a second. So this guy basically just did the CIA's job for them.
Oh, what they do?
What did he do?
He goes in a profile for the New York Times.
That was a wild
basically
left
what
turn.
He did. His career wasn't really working out.
Yeah, Peter Lemongello Sr.
Peter Lemongello Sr. So he produced his own album and then just bought a bunch of space advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
And sales took off. But in a profile for the New York Times, he stated, look, what this country needs is a white male superstar.
That's his pitch?
Yeah. What this country needs is a white male superstar they can hang their hat on. They want him clean, and they want him now. And that's why I'm playing it this way. I can be what they want.
That's so fucking
An acquaintance
true.
And fan named Bob Pascuzzi bankrolled a promotional. And I guarantee you Bob Pascuzzi works for the CIA. I guarantee it. Bankrolled a promotional rollout meant to generate interest from financial backers that would result in a deal of an album and concerts. Westbury Music Fair was rented for one show and an album assembled with one side recorded in the studio, the other consisting of remixes of his tapes. One concert promoter conceded the show had sold out at 2,800 tickets but wondered whether Lemongello could repeat his success in cities with fewer Italians and where he had not advertised as heavily.
So did he ever go on tour? No, he just did that show.
It was just that one show. And then the next section on Wikipedia is home construction. Lemongello later worked as a housing contractor in New York.
Hell yeah.
In the early 1980s, Peter was accused of masterminding two acts of arson on two luxury houses.
So this guy's son.
On January 15, 1982, Lemongello and his brother, bowler Mike Lemongello, were kidnapped from a construction site.
He's a professional bowler?
Yeah, his brother?
Mike was forced to withdraw more than $50,000 from a bank, and both were left in the woods.
The mafia got Lemongello's for sure.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh man!
So his son's trying to make his way.
So anyway,
into show
Gene wanted us to know that his son has carved out his own niche.
Yeah.
He's not relying on his father's incredible success. Now, can we get to the interview? I'd love to hear Gene interview whoever
the queen
it is.
Of freestyle,
Junior. Live in concert tonight in Poughkeepsie, New York,
I will be presenting Tito Puente Jr.
A lot of juniors.
A Latin salsa mambo night. As you know, Tito Puente, for those of you that were living on Mars, was the king of Latin
music. Just think, if Ronan Farrow had been raised by his birth father,
right,
he would just be on, Gene's show.
He'd be doing shows in White Plains with Gene.
Hudson Valley area. We are performing Tito Puente and DJ Lewis Almost.
Let's take a real quick break, right quick, to talk
to Adam, break, Adam.
To talk about Ridge Wallet.
Peter Lemongello's favorite wallet.
I had to take off. I had to take off all my clothes recently in front of a nurse, and I pulled my Ridge wallet out, and she said, "Oh, my husband has one of those." And I go, "What? A tiny little cock?
Yeah, a pink little penis?"
And she goes, "Excuse me?
Yeah, you trying to suck this? You freak?"
No, I was just trying to lighten the mood, you know.
Of course.
And you know, she's like, "That's fucked up."
Yeah.
Like,
sir, you have cancer.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? Fuck all these kids in this hospital.
Fuck these kids.
Fuck these.
I'm pissed off you guys put me in the hospital based on my cock size.
Yeah.
Why
you made me see a pediatrician.
Yeah. I'm a grown man, even though I have a 4-year-old's penis.
I came here to get my dick sucked for cancer. And this is the disrespect you give me. I'm here on charity.
I'm just saying there's got to be at least...
I'm from here from Mitch and Murray. I'm here from downtown.
There's got to be at least one of these kids that listens to Cumbtown. It's his make-a-wish to watch me get my dick sucked by a nurse.
I came up here dressed as just in clown makeup on the face. And I thought maybe you'd have the rest of the outfit here. And I thought maybe the hospital kept a lot of that stuff in store for a Patch Adams type that, you know, wants to turn his life around and give back.
Right.
Yeah, I thought laughter and was the greatest medicine. And I thought maybe I'll push, shove you into this room and get a little pussy beforehand to charge up before I go.
You don't want me to on 100 when I entertain these kids, bitch? I need to get charged up with a little pussy. There's ions in pussy.
And she said, "No, my husband has the Ridge wallet." And I said, does he like it?
Oh, the Ridge wallet.
Oh, does he like it?
Oh, how's he enjoying it? Yeah. Does he enjoy the other line of products the Ridge company has, the fine bags and knives?
The tiny screwdriver. I'm about to use the Ridge wallet to fly to Portland, Oregon. Because their backpack is the number one rated carry-on. You go Google best carry-on.
Best carry-on.
And that's the best personal item.
That's number one.
JetBlue, now an awesome move, disallows carry-on luggage.
What?
No more carry-on luggage on their basic economy flights. So it used to be that you would just exclude Spirit Airlines from the travel
service. JetBlue has fallen off that hard.
JetBlue was the best airline known.
Can you pay extra to have a carry-on?
No, you can pay extra to check a bag.
I think most of them are doing it. I think Delta is one of the last that doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't do what? Charge for a carry-on.
This is why we got to nuke Israel.
Yep. I mean, I don't know why, but... And sorry, we're just reading the copy from Ridge Wallet now, guys.
Ridge Wallet, nuke Israel. I remember that used to be a thing people would say online. You go online and say nuke Israel everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with what people were saying online.
I don't know. I mean, people weren't saying
that. I wasn't very online. Yeah, that used to be a thing people said. It's possible. Until Israel got cool. Yeah. They really have been really cool recently.
Yeah.
So Ridge Wallet is a really fucking cool product.
It's a cool company, cool product. They use cool materials. It's a fucking...
They got like fucking carbon alloy fibers and shit like that.
It's a front pocket wallet, which is difficult for the guys that do the can you check what's in my pocket trick with the ladies.
Yeah, if you're if you're trying to be like Bruce Springsteen on that cover of that one album with this nice little fucking tush drawing attention to it, this ain't the wallet for you. But guess what? That shit hasn't been cool.
They still haven't taken my idea for the Midge wallet, which is the same thing, but it fits in your pussy, and it's for women.
That's a great idea.
It's the pussy.
So just women named Midge.
Well, every woman's named Midge if you try hard enough.
That's so true.
Once you get in the right zone as a man, every bitch is named
Midge. And we discussed this, I think, years ago, but what does Midge stand for?
Margaret.
Right. And I said it should be Marge.
Yeah. Marge is also short for Margaret.
That makes so much more sense.
You know, and also Peggy is short for Marge.
I know that fucked me
up. And
Meg, those are fucking stupid. Mm-hmm.
Well, some names, it's like a deaf guy had somebody in his family, and they're like, yeah, of course Dick's short for Richard.
Well, yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
his deaf son being like, Dick.
Well, in Greek, Dimitri, people call guys named Dimitri Jimmy. Jimmy, but they say Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Pussy de Jimmy.
Pussy de Jimmy.
Pussy, like, where are you?
Oh.
Pussy de Jimmy. Where you at, Jimmy? Like that.
Mm.
Let's see. What other Greek names?
Real quick, though, the Ridgewallet, they got a lot of shit on their website here.
Yeah, and they got a great story. It's a father and son team that built this company from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
And they've really done a tremendous job. They had a Super Bowl ad.
I'm straight up jealous, dude. They fucking took off.
That's right.
It's crazy. This is like a runaway success story.
Good for those kids.
And they didn't need Mr. Wonderful or Damon John.
They didn't need any of that
shit. No, they
shit.
Told Mr. Wonderful to put his bald head, shine it up nice, put it right up their asses.
Yeah. And he did it, too.
Yep. Probably. I fucking hate Mr. Wonderful.
Kevin O'Leary, you
that guy can
Canadian
suck my
prick.
Fucking dick.
We're going to war.
I don't like
with
his
you.
Fucking attitude.
I don't like his attitude either.
He sucks.
No, I don't like that he's a Jewish guy pretending.
No, he's
to be
not. Him. He's Irish. No, he's not Jewish.
A Jewish guy pretending to
he's
be.
He's not
us.
Jewish. Don't put that on us.
They got enough. They got enough. You know,
the horror.
They got enough to make up for. They don't gotta fucking. They don't have to fucking deal with Mr. Wonderful.
So anyway, you go to ridgewallet.com. You put in promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. You get a fucking discount off of your excellent products. Is there anything else?
No, let's talk about Peter Lemongello a little more.
Let's.
Anything else with him?
Let's go back to this real quick.
Okay.
Brought to you by Ridge Wallet. 88 for records or 898 for 8-track tapes.
I'm Ryan.
Peter.
Peter?
I'm also Peter.
Also Peter. Peter Jr. and Senior.
Yes, sir.
What style of musician and singer were you?
Well, it's called mood rock.
Mm-hmm.
Almost disco.
And you have like a throwback look to you. Is that the way you sing?
Yeah. Well, I sing a lot of the early rock and roll songs from the 50s and 60s.
It's like the hair has the 50s and 60s gel.
You think Peter Jr. fucked a lot of old bitches?
Now he's kind of stepping aside. Retiring and he's passing it on to me and
you gotta keep the Lemongello tradition alive.
His dad had a deep voice. He's kind of got a higher voice.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Give us your name, who you are, and where you're from.
My name is Peter Lemongello Jr.
Lemongello. Yes. Very good.
I'm 19 years old from Boca Raton, Florida.
Now your father's pretty famous.
Yeah,
not really.
My dad was the first singer to sell over a million albums on television in 1976.
Wow. So what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to do I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops.
Really?
That's my friends.
Please.
Huh?
That's why I'm friends with the Four Tops.
Bragging. One of the most Italian moves possible.
Really?
Letting them know.
In Atlantic
City? These are my friends, the Four Tops.
19.
Wait a minute. It says 19. You're an old soul. Okay, all right, so let's hear this.
I'm fucking gay.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Oh, this song?
Yeah, I can't help myself.
Aw, this song sucks. Sugar pie, honey bunch. He stinks. Do you know that I love you? I can't help myself. This fucking guy sucks, dude.
Oh, dude. He missed a spin.
He did the spin.
And Lionel Richie's coming in his pants.
Yeah,
right,
but he gave him a no. No.
Fuck Lionel. Lionel's a snake for that one. He's fucking horrible, dude.
I think he's good. I think he's got something.
He sounds scared. I mean, he's auditioning for American Eye.
I think it's like the way autism presents in the Italian community.
Mm.
You know, it's like, yeah, my father was kidnapped by the CIA, and you know, they pretended it was baseball players that kidnapped him. But you know, basically, he was this failed, kind of COINTELPRO white supremacist, Italian-American white supremacist movement from the 70s, right around the time of the Church Committee. And because there was all this scrutiny, they kind of just left him hanging out to dry, and he went fucking insane and had to do the only other thing Italians can do, which is arson,
which is
burning up a construction site for money. And, you know, as a result of that, I was never diagnosed with any kind of, like, neuroatypical behavior. So here I am now, basically looking for a handout.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm friends with the Four Tops.
Yeah, these are my friends.
They're my friends.
Oh, now he's feeling himself.
By the way, you just left those guys. Yeah. But those are the exact routines, I'm telling you. Exact.
Do you live this lifestyle?
Yeah, pretty much.
What year car do you drive?
Well, I'm saving up to buy a 1959.
I was gonna say you're
Cadillac Eldorado. This kid fucking sucks, dude. This poor kid hasn't been allowed to develop a personality.
Well, I was actually molested by all four of the Tops.
By Joe Pesci.
I share a bed with my mother and father.
I showed up and they said you're here for Top. They made me suck them all. He sounds like the gay old man from Family Guy.
He does,
Guy.
The child molester from Family Guy.
Who's that muscly arm newspaper boy?
Same voice.
Man, I just always loved that music.
What a gay answer to that question. What kind of car do you drive? I'm saving up for a 1950.
Incredible. And through my dad, you take me to a lot of the shows. I get to meet a lot of the guys, become friends with guys like Lloyd Price and Chubby Checker.
He's my dad's era, man. This is, are you kidding me? This is amazing. Luke, I'd love to get your impression.
Well, I think it's just about polishing up your voice, getting a little stronger vocally.
Yeah. Maybe you need to put a little spin on it to keep people's attention.
There's something in there called business for you. But I don't think it's going to fly for what we're looking for in American Idol. Let's take a vote.
Go ahead.
I'll go first. Great meeting you, but it's a no for me.
Peter Limoncello.
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 Limoncello. I'm going to roll the dice. Why not? It's a yes.
Wow.
Luke, give us...
Well.
Peter Limoncello, Jr.
Anyway,
Peter Vaginella.
So, should we go back to
let's get to the Gene Pod?
Yeah,
that was a nice little detour.
Prices,
but I need
meet and greets, whole bunch of stuff. If you have any questions, just let us know and we'll tell you about it. But what I'm doing, which is really close to the home, and I wish I didn't schedule them both at the same time because I really want to be in Yonkers at the Royal Regency Hotel. We did a comedy show there. We did a live music event. And I wanted to do a disco freestyle night. So the only night we had open was Thanksgiving Saturday. Now, I don't know about you people, but Wednesday night, but night before Thanksgiving, used to be the biggest party night of the year.
Yeah.
Because the next day was a holiday and everybody had off. But by Saturday, I got sick and tired of being with my family.
Yes, sir.
So that was the second best night. So I decided to throw this disco freestyle party.
Not Friday?
On Saturday, November 27th, starting at 8 o'clock, with DJs Vinny Campisi and DJ Stefano. And I said, okay.
Stefano.
I got to get a live artist. So I did my work, and I just kept coming back to this one song. I said, all right. I said, let me take a shot. Let me see if this young lady is even going to be in the area. Well, luckily for me, she's going to be in the area performing at another show earlier in Staten Island. That's a theater show. What we're presenting is a dance night. And I don't know how you could go to a night of freestyle music and not dance. And we're going to talk about that night. We're going to talk about her past, present, her future, which not only has to deal with music, but
he's honestly a great broadcaster.
Sharp.
And we wish
you the best of
Without
luck.
Question,
so, ladies
dude.
And gentlemen, will you please welcome as our guest tonight, singer, songwriter, live artist extraordinaire, freestyle sweetheart, and soon to be your EKG technician. Let's give it up for Cynthia, ladies and gentlemen.
Cynthia.
Hey, everyone. How are you doing?
She's fire.
How are you? Great introduction. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. And by the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Did you hear I said 23 years without a fight?
Without a fight. I know that you haven't
won.
That
I never won.
That's amazing. Love
it. He had to get back
How
in.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, listen, I'm in the boogie down. You're in the boogie south. You're up here. It seems you're up here more than your home.
I know. Tell me about it. And I ask myself this question. I say to myself all the time, like, why did I even bother selling my home, you know, up north when I'm there constantly, literally every weekend? But hey, I may have to start looking for a second home there.
You might
She's
have
hot.
To. You know,
I can't, my internet won't work. I'm trying to look her up.
I don't care she how good. Here. Wherever you move is,
Cynthia.
There's New York
hell
in
yeah.
you.
What's
Indeed.
Up, you're a Spanish Harlem girl.
That's right. That's right. 122nd Second Avenue.
That's the Harlem. That's the Harlem. do you take that Spanish Harlem attitude on stage? Because I've been watching some of your videos and your live videos.
Oh, you're getting the live Facebook comments. What are they saying? The lady named Jeanette said a happy anniversary
Maybe
to
it's
you and your
I'm
wife.
A performer. I
Tommy Smooth Cinconi
said
she's still a doll.
This
God
woman,
bless
this
her.
This lady is not, she's not in outer space. You are so focused.
You know what it is? I connect myself, you know, with the audience. You know, I'm very passionate about what I do.
Ooh.
I love freestyle music as a genre, and not just because I sing it. I just love it.
Oh, guys.
Not only this.
Tune in next week. Maybe we'll find.